Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. 99.9 KLISW.
Head chef coming up, Chesapeake and Potatoes, all about hummus. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Guys, it says, fellas, as far as the Mariners tonight, they are playing for the bye in the first round, so they should still bring it because they would get a week off. I think they only need one more win, so that beating Colorado is actually better than beating L.A. That from the lovely K.K. Kelly. Is that? I don't know.
She is right.
Yeah.
But I want to say, if Cleveland loses, then it's like they've already wrapped it up.
Okay. So either one of those scenarios.
Look, the University of Tennessee is famous, right? For the entrance, the band does this crazy weave, and then they make a tee, and the team runs out. Only twice in 50 years, they haven't done it. I was there, one of the two times. So, they've just, that park's been rocking and rolling for 2 days. I just have a bad feeling.
By the time I get there,
it's going to be like, it's already, we know what we're doing. Everybody's chilling.
Time
Cal's
for a few.
Just
going to
be drinking beers in the stands, eating hot dogs.
Time for a few birthday requests brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Damn it, that's me.
Dun-dun.
Different spots of life.
You got it. Guys, hold on. I want to give a birthday shout-out to my husband, J.D. Batman, who turns 20-something today. Spending these last 6 days with you has been wonderful. Celebrating you, wishing you the best on your day and the rest of your vacation. Spent to your choosing. We're both avid listeners, would love a Men's Room choice as to how to celebrate this man of mine. Thank you, guys, and rock on. That from Terry.
Darlene. I just said that.
You're not God or my father or my boss. The penis is too small.
She wants a D and she's going to get one.
Damn.
Guys, can you please wish Alicia?
Hang on. Let this one linger, Miles. Let it out there. It's his birthday.
Please wish Alicia a very happy birthday from Steve. Can you give her a your penis is too small and a big old bong rip? Appreciate it. And then she hits the ball.
Hits the bong.
The bong hits her. Hello, Michelle. Today is my 29th trip around the sun. Can I please get a bong rip? Thrill Shotgun gets and Coach Ted on giving me advice on entering my 30s. Rock on. Love the show. That from Hector.
Get.
What is Coach Teddy to talk to about?
Entering his 30s.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, you found out the hard way or the easy way. You woke up today, you were freaking out. I'm turning 30. Then you wake up and you're 30. All right, it's 30s, though, so we got to buckle down. Let's get a little money in that savings account. Maybe you have a job or you get a 401k. Match it. I don't know. Maybe some investments. I'll be honest with you. Maybe buy some Bitcoin. That seems to be hot right now.
Guys, please wish our beautiful daughter, Nikki, a.k.a. the DBFWVPSSAL, a happy 36th revolution around the big ball of burning gas. She's an amazing, hardworking single mom raising a 14-year-old pain in the ass on her own. So give her Your Penis Is Too Small, The Dirty Germans Talking About the Joys of Sex Clubs, and Coke Ted letting her know that she is not too old to celebrate her birthday. Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from Dad and JJ.
Yeah, it's funny you bring up sex clubs. That's actually the nickname for my penis, the sex club.
Yeah, so funny thing is DJ Diesel will be there too. So all in the club. 50 Cent?
Yeah, bend over.
Penises.
All right, first of all, 36 is way too young to stop partying, all right? You don't be one of those prudes to stop partying. I'm a single mom, I'm 36. Bull ass! That's what old Coke Ted says. I say you find a babysitter, you go out this weekend and you rage.
And finally, for the birthdays, guys, I want to wish my mom, Lauren, a very happy 74th birthday. Give her jokes from Isles of the Dad variety. And the four of you guys talking about what we should do in San Diego from her loving son, AJ. Thanks, guys. Let's see here. All right. Got a few of them. Guys, I have two favorite kings.
Two favorite kings.
Smoke King and Drink King.
All right.
Did you know that ferrets die after mating?
No.
At least the ones I had sex with did. Ted, how does Papa Roach like his bread? How does Papa Roach like his bread?
I don't know. How?
Cut in two pieces. What did Jennifer Lopez say at the dog sled race?
Mush?
I did a rod. You know, Jesus was a carpenter.
Yeah.
He wrote Close to You.
Oh,
90 Days of Monday.
Carpenter joke.
Yeah. And which old school R&B singer hates the daytime?
Brian McKnight.
Glad it's night.
Oh,
yeah. That's what you did there.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meats and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Newman.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. It's good to see everybody out here today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're in a different room, so if you're watching us on YouTube at KSW Rock, you can't see them, but they're here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So don't sweat it. They're,
I mean, you can hear them.
Yeah. Got them in the back by the wheel, Miles.
That's right.
So I was telling the story, again, embarrassing, run into Cal Raleigh backstage and Shane Gillis, did not recognize it was him, just asked him how the hummus was, and he said it was good.
And you didn't find out that it was Cal Raleigh until the following day when you showed Mike the picture.
Correct.
And the same picture that the Seahawks cut you out of.
Yes.
For no reason.
Well, yeah. I mean, right, there's Cal, there's Adam Ray back there, mm-hmm. Coach McDonald, Shane Gillis.
But it's your picture.
A lot of heavy hitters, yeah. Yeah, it was my picture.
That's
but they only cut out one person.
Well, they cut out my buddy, too.
Jesus.
I know. I don't know if they knew that I was, you know, Seattle's own Ted Smith.
Yeah, the head chef.
I think they did know, and that's why.
Well, I'll tell you what. They also got to owe me something because I was the only one smart enough to get a picture.
Right.
And then I sent it to my guy Ponton at Dematha, and Dematha put it out on Instagram. And I was like, ugh, I didn't ask everybody. And then the Seahawks picked it up and started putting it out.
They took it off him.
I'm pretty sure.
Wow, cut you out.
Yeah. Like, look at Coach with Adam Ray, Shane Gillis.
So did they ask your friend Ponton for permission to post that?
I don't want to get into it with the Hawks.
Yeah.
I hope they win tonight.
Yep.
You know, it would
nice
be nice.
Work, Hawks.
Yeah, I think Blitz owes me
definitely a few beers.
Yeah.
A couple beers.
You're right, a cupcake. You know what? I bet I could get a beer with Blitz at what's our buddy's place? By the VMAC. His bar.
Oh, God. Oh,
Dino's,
yeah. Sorry, Corey.
By the way, Ted, Tim just posted your picture on the YouTube feed.
Let me see that.
Did he?
Without you in it, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, no way. Oh, my God. How embarrassing. Tim, put that up again so I can see it.
Now, with that said, for you Mariners fans, again, we saw last night that Cal enjoys a beverage. I didn't see him drink a beer backstage. He literally was just eating hummus.
But he wasn't celebrating.
He wasn't celebrating. I mean,
you win a division title, it's like, bring out the beer.
And this was like January, February, so he was probably getting close.
Was it that long ago?
Oh, yeah. Damn. He was getting close to going to spring training, which obviously it paid off. Dude's having an amazing year.
Yeah.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about hummus because that was the awkward conversation I had with him.
And it's near and dear to Big Dumper's heart, obviously.
It is.
Maybe that's the key to his, you know, physique.
Do you guys like hummus?
I do. Yep. I do like it.
Absolutely.
This is going to sound very white trashy, but I'll tell you what. Just get some hummus and go with Cool Ranch Doritos.
I can do that. Yeah,
it's delicious.
I used to make it all the time at home. I used to make my own. Get some garbanzo beans, get some tahini, some garlic. It's pretty easy to make.
It is. It's super easy.
You add some, you know, roasted red pepper in there, garlic, whatever you want. Salt and pepper. Stick that bad boy in a blender, man. Fresh hummus. You need to refrigerate it for...
Yeah, but it's good, man.
You know, hour or so. It's real good.
Hummus is great.
And you just fart all afternoon.
Yeah. So hummus may have been mentioned in the Bible. They say one of the reasons, you know, it's a super old dish. A lot of reality, like really old things. It was reliable. But they didn't leave behind a paper trail. Now, obviously, a lot of people in Turkey are like, oh, this is kind of where it's invented. But a lot of Israeli cooks claim that it was invented there. And they're like, yeah, it's a Jewish food. So, of course, it would have been mentioned in the Bible 35,000 or 3,500 years ago.
Is that it? Have been at the Last Supper? Do we know what they ate at the Last Supper? Is that actually covered? Or is it just they had the last? Like, we always hear about the Last Supper. You see the picture. But there's no real mention of the food.
There's not.
Did they order
so
KFC?
There's so much going on.
There was bread and wine at the Last Supper.
Yeah, okay. You got to have more than that, Mike.
What if
you don't invite people over for bread and wine?
They probably had a cheese plate.
Charcuterie tray. Yeah. Hummus.
Like a Hormel pepperoni cheese.
I'd say figs, hummus.
Ooh. Okay. Key foods included unleavened bread, wine, lamb, bitter herbs, and charoset.
Sure. I'm
a paste
in for
of
lamb,
fruit,
dude.
Nuts, and spices intended to resemble the mortar used by the Israelites.
It sounds like a typical Passover dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, I'm not making fun of anything, but this won't shock you. Hummus is yet another flashpoint in the Middle East conflict.
What?
So if people don't understand, Jerusalem's such a flashpoint.
Yeah.
because of the like the major
three
religions.
Major Western religions, yeah.
Right. They all have something there they think is very important, right?
Mm-hmm.
So hummus is kind of the same thing because you have basically like Syrians, Egyptians, Israeli, Lebanese people. Everybody's kind of arguing over like whose is it? Is it ours? Did we invent it?
Is it more of the fact that who invented it or who makes it better? Which I'm sure they're going to say we make the best version.
Of course.
It's more about who invented it.
Okay.
Like Israel tried to copyright it, so they sued them for infringement. Like you can't say you invented it. Like right. That's ours.
Uh-huh. See, the best hummus I've ever had was at a Lebanese restaurant.
Correct.
A lot of oil. Yeah, but it was good. I mean, I was like, wow, this is a good hummus.
Right. I mean, I just don't think we have anything in the States that's that nearly that like fought over and stuff. I mean, that's one thing when everybody, like a lot of people have opinions on the Middle East. Hummus to me is just a great example.
I mean, barbecue.
I don't care. But I'm just saying, like, you could, whatever your thoughts are in the Middle East, like, because it's all right there and it's been thousands of years, I mean, you can make the argument that's where like a lot of humanity starts. Like, they're going to keep arguing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we've established that. Yeah.
All Greek restaurants have it.
Mm. Right. And it's hummus is great. Some regional variant is they'll just take a thing of hummus and then you load it up with meat on top. And then generally a little tzatziki or something.
Yep. My problem with hummus is the lamb. When I go and buy hummus at a grocery store, I buy one of the flavored hummuses.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Like cracked pepper, or I'll buy...
I like that pine nut one.
Roasted red peppers and pine nut one's good. But when you just have regular hummus, and I always just get it in a restaurant.
It's good.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It's like the cheese pizza. You get a piece of cheese pizza and you're like, this is pretty good. Man.
Yep.
You know, it's plain, but it's good.
The world's largest platter of hummus contained over 10,000 kilograms.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they were setting a world record.
Clearly.
Here's the last thing I'll leave you with. And I know this because I watched a show. It's about a guy who's lives in America, but I think he's Palestinian or whatever. It's called Mo. He lives in Texas. Have you guys tried these new dessert hummuses?
No. Dessert hummus, no.
So there's like now companies like Sabra, I believe, and a couple other are making sweet hummus, which for the communities where hummus has started, it's like massive no-no.
Sacrilege. So what, are they adding honey?
No, you can get like chocolate hummus and like stuff like that.
I'll try it. Okay.
I'm with you. There's a whole line of it. What's it? Delighted By line of sweet hummus. They were on Shark Tank and everything. So like, I'm with you. I'd try it. But like, if you grew up in one of those areas, it's like, no, you can't do it.
Well, sure. But hey, you're in the States now, man.
Well, like, look,
this is what we do with any food. We just make. Have you been to a state fair? We don't care.
And we did it with bacon. Like, bacon shouldn't really be messed with. But, like, you ever had candied bacon?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know Chicago's what I mean? Really good at that crazy, decadent fair food in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a woman get, like, a drink at the bar. It had a piece of cake on it, five pieces of bacon, a piece of pizza, meatloaf, and topped off with gravy.
What was it like a milkshake or just?
It was a big-ass kind of pina colada-type drink.
All right.
But it also had, it was white, but with, you know, it was ice whipped with wedding cake on it, funfetti cake.
Jesus.
I mean, that used to be, I know there's boozy milkshakes, but like mudslides. I feel like when I was a kid and my brother worked at Fridays, that was like a big drink.
I liked the mudslide for sure.
Yeah. Orange creamsicle.
Heck yeah.
I like an orange creamsicle.
But yeah, go out this weekend, support the Mariners, and eat some hummus.
Eat hummus.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about.
So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Room. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. 99.9 KLISW.
Coming up here at 5:08, we will drink a toast for the shot of the day.
Yeah.
And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new poll found that streaming is overtaking theaters for movie watchers.
Did they just figure this out now?
Yeah, I guess. They all had to see this coming. The movie theaters cost way too doggone much money just to go. And if you wait, I feel like it takes half the time that it used to take for movies to go from theaters to streaming.
Depending on what it does in the theater, anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks, right? Then I can sit at home. It's cheaper. I'm already paying for the streaming service. So you're just kind of getting your money's worth.
It's a big place to rent as well.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's all.
Absolutely. I can buy a box of popcorn that, you know, with what, 12 or 20 doggone bags of it for the same price that I can get one bucket at the theater.
I mean, that's a lot, man. I don't mind going to the movie theater. It's a fun experience, but it just costs so much now. And with kids, 9 times out of 10, I'm not necessarily seeing the movie I want to see.
What did you say last time you took your son to the movie theater? You guys, what, got like 5 guys and went to the...
We got 5 guys. We each got a burger. We got a shake. We got a popcorn. We got a soda. We got the movie. It was over $100.
Damn.
When we were done. And it's like, Jesus Christ. It's not like we did anything.
Right.
Right. There's another new dating Mike, term making the rounds.
I took over your bed. You sounded weird with it playing through you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
There's another new dating term making the rounds. It's called monkey barring.
Monkey barring?
Oh, will you swing from girl to girl?
Kind of, sort of. So what you do is more accurately, you don't let go of the one that you've got until you have a new one in the hand.
Oh, yeah. It's like, don't quit a job till you have another one.
There you go.
Exactly.
I know a lot of people that do that. We used to just call them like, I won't say they already have one lined up, but some people just are never single.
Right.
Like, I tend to be on the other side where I probably should have more relationships.
Try the monkey bar.
But I know people that just go like, And then I'm like, you're already getting in another one? Like, let it breathe.
I know, man. I know.
Right. Let the seed grow, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, have some fun. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just, like, I don't know. You don't take a sip. You don't eat one food and go, this is the rest of my life.
Right.
That's no, it. No, man. The number of mussel species is growing in Pittsburgh area rivers, signaling good water quality and health.
Huh.
Really? That's
positive.
Well, you wouldn't think Pittsburgh would be the place, but here we are.
The Allegheny looks a lot different than the Monongahela.
Well, all right then.
I just never think about eating river mussels.
Yeah.
And never like, oh, imported from Pittsburgh.
Mike, if you ever look at a picture of Pittsburgh, those two rivers meet and they form the Ohio. One is dirty as hell. The other one's clean. When they come together, they form like, you know, like a swirl ice cream cone. Like one half the river's perfectly clean. The other half looks like it's just, you know.
Mud.
Mud.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Damn, man. Time to put your thinking caps on, gents. It's time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. You thought you were getting out of it because I'm at home. No, sir. Nope, this one is an A word that is a somewhat formal word referring to something that is remarkable in its deviation from what is usual or expected. That's a long title to go through.
Adaptation.
Adaptation, I like it. It is an A word meaning a somewhat form, referring to something that is remarkable in its deviation from what is usual or expected. Any other guesses?
I don't know, man.
Ted, you were really good with adaptation. This word is anomaly. Anomaly. A new fossil was recently unearthed of an apex predator that clearly died while snacking on a crocodile.
Oh, sweet.
And they never found that a fossil before of that animal.
No.
Yeah. How big do they think this thing was?
About 16 feet high.
Damn.
Yeah, they found it in South America. They believe it also lived in Australia.
All right.
Back to the Pangea, gone a lot of days.
Yeah. That's a good way to go, though. You're in the middle of a snack, and then bam, you're just out.
Mm-hmm. He died doing what he loved, man.
Eating crocodile.
Yeah, it just depends on what you look like. Well, that's how the rumor started with Mama Cass.
Oh,
because there was
right.
half a ham sandwich on her nightstand.
Well, he's the Mama Cass of dinosaurs.
I think
the fossil
has a crocodile in its mouth.
But he's still going to die of old age, you know, seized up while he's
eating. They think it choked on the crocodile.
I'm just saying, Thrill dies choking on a sandwich. You go, damn. If I die choking on people, like, oh, of course he did. You know what I mean? It's not. Right? Jesus. Does he have a little snack? Like, God damn it. That would just be brutal. I was eating Doritos and hummus. He's got one stuck.
Right, just this one time, right? Mm-hmm. Here we go again, boys. There's new evidence that suggests even consuming low quantities of alcohol puts you at risk of dementia, disputing earlier theories that you can just drink a little bit.
No, they're just drunk.
Mm-hmm. I'll take the dementia.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him? Ah, he likes beer.
Does anything positive happen as you get older?
No.
Right, so I'm just like, I'm okay with that.
Look, you start decaying at the age of 27. So, yeah, by the time you hit 70, 80, 90, nothing that happens is good anymore.
Yeah.
And look, nobody's...
Except waking up.
And nobody's ever going to tell you anything. There's not really a huge lot of positives with booze.
It's a neurotoxin.
Right. People like to drink.
That's it. That's the beginning and end of the booze conversation.
So do animals.
Yeah.
We don't like it because it's good for us.
No.
If we did, we'd eat more broccoli.
Sun's not good for you.
Right, exactly.
But I bet you'd eat more broccoli if it got you drunk.
Yes, I would.
Mm. Hell yeah.
I'd choke down the taste.
Like, I'll go on, you know, take a couple weeks off here and there. I'll drink an NA beer, but somebody's like, and I did a shot of NA whiskey, and I was like, not worth it.
Yeah, that's...
At least NA beer is close.
How about unhealthy broccoli?
Yeah, but at that point in time, you're really just drinking empty calories.
Yeah. Well, it's still fun.
Damn right. Ted, is hotkey one up?
Now, go ahead. Hit it from your side.
Go ahead and bring up Hotkey One. Today we are Cal ISW in honor of the Mariners, and Cal Raleigh was known as the Big Dumper. So I thought, you know what? Let's dig a little bit deeper.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Ah, yeah. So this comes to us from newbeauty.com.
Oh, I read that all the time.
I know you do. You got the subscription. So, of course, you saw the list of the most sensational celebrity butts.
Oh.
No, I did not, but now.
Damn right.
I'm in.
You know, what do you consider a celebrity? Are we talking like Pam Oliver?
They won't show her ass on TV. They literally won't. Right, they won't. Years ago, we did something with the Seahawks, but we're down there pregame, and so she's down there. Fox is covering the game. I realized I'd never seen her from the waist down, and I was like, oh, my God, that is a lot of ass.
Yeah. New Beauty says these are celebrity butts that we envy, and they start with the lovely Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, I mean, sure. All of her body, though, man. I mean,
her perfectly round derriere is often admired, yet maintaining such a peachy shape becomes increasingly challenging with age.
I do the exercise.
There's a Halle Berry factor to her. I don't know what it is.
There's a Halle Berry. What is the Halle Berry factor?
As hot as she is, you don't want to touch her with a 10-foot pole.
There's something else.
Yes. I mean, I think we also got to be realistic. Like, Latina women just have better butts.
Oh, yeah. And she is proof of that.
I didn't watch the Spanish-speaking channels when I was 14 as I understood it.
No, you don't need the weather in, Dominican Republic, but you're going to find out what it is for the day.
Yeah,
anyway.
Control. Yep. Yeah.
You know who else is proof of that, Ted?
Shakira.
The gal from the block. No, Jennifer.
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah, J-Lo.
Yep, she's beautiful.
What constitutes a perfect butt?
She's got more ass than talent.
Okay, look, listen. these people are all going to be attractive. I know for a fact. But yes, Kirby Puckett, if you have a really great ass, you don't necessarily need to be attractive up top. There's some people we know. There's a person who occasionally works in this building. Now, she is an older lady, mm-hmm. and she comes in maybe once a month or whatever. She has one of the most perfect asses I've ever seen in my life. I mean, you cannot believe how perfect this woman's ass is.
But
the rest of her's fine. But her ass is like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a guy that used to work with you guys. He was before my time, but apparently he has a fantastic ass.
Talk about Ricker. Ricker's got a great ass.
Yeah. Especially if you don't know it's him.
Any man will tell you.
Oh, my God. Let's see. These are the list of the best celebrity butts. Number three, we got Queen Bey.
Oh, Beyonce?
Yeah. I never really thought about her ass much. Nope. I'm sure she has a great ass. I just never. I'm always looking at her forehead. Like, why is it so big?
How deep is this list, Mike? Like, is like Little Kim or Trina going to be on there?
Not quite that deep, but it's deeper than average, I would say. Number four, you got Jessica Biel shows up on the list, which I'm kind of on the same tip as you guys are with Beyonce. I haven't really focused on Jessica Biel's butt.
I just haven't thought to, and maybe I'm just missing it, right? Maybe I'm just missing out, but I've never thought to look at her butt. But Ted's doing it now, aren't you?
Yes.
Attaboy.
You got anything good?
I mean, she's a gorgeous young lady.
Yeah, absolutely.
They got a picture of her here, which it is a respectable butt, but I wouldn't say that it's anything extraordinary.
I don't want to sound offensive. It just looks like standard kind of white woman butt.
It's a butt.
Yeah.
Right? That's butt. Don't worry. It gets worse, but not right
fine.
Now.
It's fine.
Ava Longoria shows up on the list of the best celebrity butts.
Really?
Which the picture that they got here is not half bad.
But I think it depends on what kind of butt you like.
Okay, so I got one picture of her, great ass. The other one, like, yeah, okay, fine.
She's got a great ass.
For maintaining a firm butt like Eva Longoria's, low-carb and high-protein diets may be all the rage. But according to Los Angeles celebrity nutritionist and author of Skinny Chicks Don't Eat Salad, low-carb diets aren't necessarily the way to go if you're looking to target your rear end.
Yeah, if you want to plump your butt.
Right, it's made of a muscle.
You got to do some hip thrusts.
Mm-hmm.
Darn right.
I'll tell you what.
The biggest big thing for butts for women has been CrossFit.
Oh, God, yeah.
Shout out.
How's that?
I feel like the CrossFit women generally have like thicker legs with better butts too.
Yes, look at a CrossFitter; it will explain itself.
I dig it. Maria Menounos shows up on the list,
and
yeah, I can't deny that one at all, dude. I cannot deny that one at all.
Yeah,
she's a skinny gal to have as much rump as she's got.
Rump.
It says when diet and exercise fail to achieve the perkiness seen in Maria Menounos, butt lifts become a popular option. By lifting the tissue and removing any excess skin, your plastic surgeon can reposition your buttocks to a more youthful position. Again, this is newbeauty.com's best celebrity butts. Yeah. Number seven on the list, Megan Thee Stallion.
Well,
yes.
I mean, at the end.
Hands down.
It's kind of what she's known for.
Yeah. She showed up on the latest season of Love Island. And she was the figurehead behind a twerking competition that they had on there. And then she basically gave them all a quick little display to, you know, teach them all and show them all how it's done. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I 100% get it.
I understand how this works.
Yes.
I know now.
Seen her when she threw out the first pitch for the Astros? White jeans?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those jeans were not loose by any stretch of the imagination.
Now,
Dua Lipa shows up on the list.
All right.
I like her music a lot.
Yeah, she kind of retools a lot of old hits.
Well, what she did with Elton John, for sure.
Yeah.
It's fine, but...
Right? It's fine. Nothing really to write home about.
I'm not kicking her out of bed, dude. It's just like, if you're going to ask somebody to look specifically at their ass, like, okay.
I'll be like, I don't like your music. Get out of my bed.
And if you told me to name something about Dua Lipa, I don't think the first thing that I'm going to say is her butt.
I just say she's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very attractive. Ciara shows up on the list.
Yeah, Ciara's fine.
Yeah. The picture that they got here, I just sent it to Ted on his Facebook there, and there's nothing to the imagination on there. Yes, she's got a gorgeous butt.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
Russell Wilson gets that.
Yeah, I'm trying to be the master of my own domains. I'm going to click out of that picture.
It's
too much,
and
Mike.
That was really shocking. Look, nothing wrong with Russell Wilson,
yeah,
but as
yeah,
much as he tries not to be, he's kind of a nerd. So it's like the fact that he pulled that, like,
he's
well,
corny,
done,
man. Mm-hmm. He is about as corny can be. Another word for it. He's
yeah,
a corny ass.
Selma Hayek shows up on the list.
Yeah, yeah, I'll leave it at that.
Selma Hayek, yes.
Yeah, dude.
Just from, what's the scene? The Tarantino movie.
Dust Till Dawn.
Yes.
She's
yes.
So, her ass is so good, you can see her from the front. Like, she could be facing you, and you're like, I can see your ass.
See, but her rear was never my focal point. Her body in general is just phenomenal. But
right, it's a whole package. Dawn,
it was all about the chest, but now the photos that we got, it's like, okay, yeah, there's top to bottom. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well done. Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, you know what? I never really looked at her butt. She's so skinny, I didn't figure she had one.
Yeah, I mean, it's fit.
And again, the image that they got is, again, respectable, not what I would say is her most prominent feature.
Okay.
It's a respectable butt. Carol G does show up on the list.
Carol G.
Carol G. I'll send you the photo there, Ted. For those desiring a butt like Carol G's butt, implants offer an option for the augmentation. This method allows for significant reshaping without the need for fat harvesting. And again, it's like there's nothing wrong here. This is all fantastic.
Okay.
But I saved this one for last. I put them in no particular order, but this one's just a little bit on the outrageous side. This is newbeauty.com's best celebrity butts. Taylor Swift.
What?
No.
Taylor Swift.
She's the original long back.
Look, you can't win everything just because. It's not how life works.
Man.
I'm sorry. We know how successful she is, but she can't have everything.
Look, I wish her the best of luck. I do. I don't care about her one way or another. But you have no ass.
No.
Man, I'm not saying
she doesn't have one. I'm just saying it shouldn't be the top 10.
She anatomically has one because she has to poop and she has to sit in a chair. But as we describe someone having an ass, she does not have an ass.
I don't know who Carol G is, but solid.
Yeah, I know. I just Googled her too. Like,
solid.
Don't care who she is.
Stacked.
Right. Oh, she's Colombian. No wonder.
Locals of a town in England sent emergency crews on a hunt for the source of a gas leak in the area, but it wasn't gas.
What was it, Mike?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and we were just talking about asses, and today we toast 32-year-old Belacalis Almanzar, a.k.a. Grammy-winning rapper Cardi B. Now, Cardi B is filthy rich, and like a lot of filthy rich people, she has the ability to waste money on something stupid. And in this case, she got a butt crack piercing. Are you familiar with her ass?
I am. What is that at the top?
It is a butt crack piercing. It is exactly what it sounds like. She got a piercing and her butt crack, complete with a $13,000 diamond stud. And again, she got her butt crack pierced. She got a $13,000 diamond stud to put in there. Now, in case you're wondering, she says the piercing did not hurt because her butt is numb. And the reason her butt is numb, because in spite of the ass that you see in pictures, she's had a butt reduction surgery.
A reduction?
She has had a butt reduction.
Reduction.
Reduction. And you still see what you see. So anyway, to celebrate that with her numb butt, she got the butt crack piercing. But anyway, we're toasting her because Cardi lost her $13,000 diamond butt stud when she pooped. Seems that...
Oh, no.
According to her, she was on a podcast and says that basically it popped out while she was pushing out a river pickle. She checked her underwear. She checked her pants. Then she realized, oh, man, it's gone. So she said she has not gotten her butt re-pierced, quote, because she's not in the mood.
Okay.
So there you go.
How about that?
Yeah, damn. The dangers of butt piercing.
Okay.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to contest on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.